you know, identity is very much talked about from both a sociological point of view, but also a psycho-sociological point of view, or social psychology, we might talk about it that way. So there's ways that people investigate identity on a very individual level. So they're looking at how do people understand who they are as individuals in dynamic relation to the world around them, to what the world is telling them their body means, or their experience means, or the interests that they have, what kinds of significance that these things have socially. They then input that information and create identities based on that. So it's a dynamic process between the individual and the social context where they might find themselves in. But there are different ways of approaching this. You know, the psychosocial approaches might be more concerned with some of the psychological aspects of this. I am not well versed in that at all. As a sociologist, I more am looking at how identity categories get sort of deployed for certain reasons, and they may be very much psychological reasons.